Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. A longtime fixture on the downtown music scene, drummer Bobby Previtt is known as much for his electric playing as for his eclectic compositions, which include elements of rock, free jazz, hip-hop, and blues. And now, Bobby Previtt is even reaching into choral music. He's composed a piece called My First and Greatest Love for the WNYC Young People's Radio Chorus, directed by Francisco Nunez. We'll hear from them in a moment, but first, Bobby Previtt, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, John.
Francisco, welcome to you. Thanks for bringing our resident chorus back into the studio.
Happy to be here.
Bobby, the title, My First and Greatest Love, this is not a breakup or a rebound song.
Actually, it's Love Affair at the end. Yeah. Well, I took the title from E.B. White. I can't claim the title.
Right.
From his Freedom Essay of, I believe it was 1940.
Right. So this is, what kind of love are we talking about here? What was he talking about?
He was talking about his love of freedom, and I believe the kind of freedom he was referring to is a freedom of to imagine, basically, for the freedom of the intellect.
Mm-hmm. Now, the piece of music we were just hearing from you, I mean, your last album is called Coalition of the Willing, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a certain political...
yes.
you know, there is that element to what you have done on occasion in mm-hmm. the past. Is there an unavoidable kind of whiff of politics in setting this E.B. White text
well,
to music?
Yes. It's funny. I never really thought of my music as political, although all music is. When you don't try to be political, you are, because we're all political beings. My feeling was music shouldn't really try to be political or beautiful or anything, really. It should just try to be music. But the Coalition of Willing is, if you read the quote from Orwell in there, the quote from Orwell kind of goes against the whole idea of the Coalition of the Willing, which is another thing I like to do. I like to put differing things everywhere and contrasting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of... supposedly part of the political process too, isn't it?
Exactly.
To kind of take
exactly.
Opposing
so
things.
I just really liked the prose of White's prose, and yes, and I did think it was particularly apropos.
What about, did it seem particularly apropos to do it for a young people's chorus? The idea of having, you know...
More apropos.
Mm.
I've been thinking about this just the last few days. I think young people should be singing even more and performing and just thinking about issues that maybe we as adults shy away from, because I think they're going to have to deal with it very soon, and if you look at the world today, we kind of blew it, you know, so so maybe they can help us.
Well, Francisco Nunez is the director of the Young People's Chorus of New York and our resident radio choir. And Francisco, I mean, did you and Bobby talk about the content, or maybe more to the point, did you talk with the singers about the content before doing the world premiere of this piece last month?
When I wanted to work with Bobby, knowing that his music was out there, he had a lot of messages that he was trying to put together, and his eclecticism. And working with the young people, I wanted to for them to have an opportunity to reach out and figure out what kind of music they want. When I got this particular piece, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. He said to me, I'm going to do what I want to do. For example, I asked him for a piece with drums and guitar, and he gave me an a cappella piece, and it goes on from there.
Does not follow direction.
Does not play well with others.
Right.
Actually, that's not true. Bobby plays quite well with others in a sort of literal sense.
And when he wrote this, he knew about this chorus. He's heard us before. He has an intimate relationship with it. But working with these... was the young people, when I presented it to them, they were surprised. And there's a lot of young singers who are figuring out how they fit in today's world. And this piece really gave them an idea. We're not going to do it today, but he gave us about 45 or 50 quotes from some of the greatest people in the world to choose from to speak that talks about freedom, but mm-hmm. sometimes sarcastic, sometimes, you know, positive.
So, but for the moment here in the studio, we're just going to get the sung portion of yes. The actual composition of the piece called My First and Greatest Love Affair, a setting of E.B. White from the 1940 Freedom Essay, and I guess we're ready to hear it. The world premiere of the piece was last month here in New York. YPC will be performing some music on June 18th at the 92nd Street Y and performing this piece by Bobby Previtt and Rufus Wainwright. Rufus Wainwright's music July 14th at Summer Stage here in New York. But for the moment, let's content ourselves with this piece from Bobby Previtt called My First and Greatest Love Affair.
Thank you. beginning of the affair. We
The composer is Bobby Previtt, and we've just heard a live performance by our resident WNYC Young People's Radio Chorus, directed by Francisco Nunez, the piece called My First and Greatest Love Affair, a setting of E.B. White's 1940 Freedom essay, a portion of it. Mm-hmm. And Bobby, a couple of points in the piece, the word freedom is sung in a kind of ringing, almost like a bell ringing. Like, that made me think of The Chimes of Freedom by Bob Dylan.
Oh, well.
I mean, it really it had a kind of a chiming quality to it, a bit of wordplay there, you know.
That's all good, you know.
What about the idea that you said before, all music is political. Even if you decide not to make it political, you're making a sort of decision.
Well, music is made by people, and people are political and emotional beings. All music is emotional. All music is because it's made by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant by that.
Okay. Now, Francisco before said that you have a kind of intimate relationship with the Young People's Chorus. Tell us how that works out.
Well, my daughter, Kate Previtt, was a member of the choir for 8 years. 8 years. She just graduated from the choir, and it was a big part of her life, and she introduced me to the choir, and I went to every opening and lot of choir, and I met a lot of the kids in the choir, and so she sort of got me in.
And I mean, as a drummer and a band leader, a leader of many bands here in New York, I don't think I've heard you work with voices before.
No, I have not. And now, actually, my new piece is a piece I'm developing with the writer Andrea Klein, and it's called The Separation. It's all about the separation of church and state. And it's scored for electric bands, kind of almost in a metal direction.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm reimagining Guillaume Dufay's Missa Sancti Jacobi. I'm rearranging that, and we're going to be doing that next year. Opening at the Walker Arts.
Wow. So an early music vocal ensemble.
It's going to be sung by the Rose Ensemble, who's an early music they're an early music vocal group.
Mm-hmm.
Very good one.
So is it your contention that Guillaume Dufay was 15th century heavy metal?
Well, he was mystical.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
that.
And metal music has a mystical edge to it. It might come from the other side of the sword, but it's definitely mystical.
All right. You know, having your daughter go through the YPC, I mean, it's a great experience for her. Were you able to have any experience like that as a kid growing
up? Never,
never.
I wish I'd had. In my neighborhood, you really couldn't be part of a choir.
Yeah, all right.
That's all I'll say on that subject.
So you're basically self-taught. You built your first drum kit yourself when you were like 13.
Yeah, I see. I've told you that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of garbage cans. And so I took another path.
Uh-huh. Where did you grow up? Was it upstate somewhere?
Niagara Falls,
Niagara
New York.
Falls, yeah. All right, so now here you are with the YPC and performing at Central Park Summer Stage with Charlie Hunter, the guitarist.
Yes.
On Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Francisco, you and the YPC performing at the 92nd Street Y, where you're in residence, on Sunday.
Yeah.
What's on the program?
Well, we have a satellite school program coming together, over 600 kids or so coming together to sing in this huge array of music from all styles.
Okay. And then you guys are doing Central Park Summer Stage later on.
July 14th.
July 14th with this piece and the Rufus Wainwright piece, which is also terrific work. And a pleasure having both of you back here in the studio. Francisco Nunez, thank you for once again bringing in the resident choir.
Thank you.
And Bobby Previtt.
And thank you to the choir from me. A big thank you.
All right. Bobby Previtt's piece, My First and Greatest Love Affair. Bobby, good to see you again as well.
You
Thanks
too,
for being
John.
With us.
Thanks.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, classical composers and indie rockers have more in common than you might think. Classical composers are starting their own CD labels, too. We'll talk about the challenges of the DIY music plan. Also, an unusual take on the most covered song of all time, The Beatles' Yesterday. And singer-songwriter Dana Kurtz performs live in studio. If you missed something during the show or you want to hear it again, it's all archived on our website, the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Parts of the program are also available as a podcast. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Maureen McMurray, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Kevin Schlottman and Liz Martin. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.